morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
I always find it a honor and privilege to speak on Father's Day.
每逢我在父亲节正道的时候，我都觉得非常的荣幸。
A little secret to share with you.
跟大家分享一个小秘密。
It's easier for me to preach on Father's Day than it is on Mother's Day.
对我来讲，在父亲节正道比在母亲节正道更容易一点。
I don't know what it means to be a mother.
我不知道做母亲意味着什么。
But I'm going to try to find what being a mother is like from the Bible, right?
但是我是从圣经中去学习做母亲是什么样的。
And so when I try to encourage our sisters to be a godly mom, I understand the challenge because I'm not a mom.
当我鼓励我们的姐妹要做一个合神心意的母亲的时候，我理解你们的挑战，但我不是母亲。
But I'm a father.
但我是父亲。
So on Father's Day, I can go into the Bible and say, what does God want me to be as a father?
所以父亲节我可以查考经文，看神的心意是要我成为怎样的父亲。
And then I just have such a burden and such a love for you guys out there who are fathers.
我心中对你们每一位做父亲的有很大的负担和爱。
And I want us to...together be able to find what is God's heart for us as fathers.
我希望和大家一起来寻求神对作为父亲这样一个角色的心意如何。
And that not only do we want to be good fathers,
我们不仅想要成为好父亲，
but we can be good fathers.
我们也能成为好父亲。
And not only can we understand how God wants us to be fathers,
我们不仅可以理解神要我们如何成为好父亲，
but we can find the joy and the satisfaction.And the fulfillment in being fathers.
我们同时也可以在做父亲的过程中得到很多的喜乐和满足。
Every year when Father's Day roll around,
每年父亲节来到的时候，
because Mother's Day just happened last month.
因为上个月我们刚庆祝了
And we all love our moms.
我们都很爱妈妈。
And we all celebrate our moms.
我们也庆祝母亲。
And every time it comes to Father's Day, it's joke time.
然后父亲节到了，大家就要开始开玩笑了。
You know, you've heard when a teacher asks a little boy, "What is Father's Day?"
你听过那个一个老师问小朋一个小男孩父亲节是什么
？And the kid goes, "You know." It's just like Mother's Day, but it's less things to do.
那小男孩就回答道，就像母亲节，但是我们要做的事情少一点。
And I got to thinking, why?
那我就想为什么呢？
Oh, I realized.
然后就意识到。
In May, kids are still at school.
五月的时候，孩子们还在上学。
So teachers make the kids do all sorts of stuff for their moms.
老师就让学生们要为母亲节做各样的事情。
Father's Day is summer break.
父亲节是在暑期。
So you don't get the crafts and the notes and the pictures because the teachers are not telling the kids to do things for you.
所以呢，你就不会收到这些小卡片啊、手工艺品啊、很暖心的信啊，因为老师已经放假了，没有叫小朋友做这些。
And of course, either you've heard of this or maybe you experienced this yourself.
那你当然，如果你听说过或者你本身经历过。
When the kids call their moms.
当小朋友喊妈妈的时候
，It's because they want to tell mom about their day.
他们是想要跟妈妈分享他们这天过得如何。
They want to tell mommy about their feelings.
要跟妈妈沟通他们的情感。
They want to see how mom's doing.
他们想看看妈妈过得怎么样。
Dads don't get calls.
但是呢，爸爸就不会收到孩子的电话。
But when you do get call from your kid,
那如果你孩子打电话给你了。
Is they want something from you?
因为他们想要从你那里得到什么东西。
Dad, I need a few hundred dollars.
爸爸，我想要100块钱。
Can I use your credit card?
我可不可以用你的信用卡？
Now it's kind of funny, but that also depicts some truth.
它这个当然很好玩，但是它里面也许也有一些真实在里面。
Some of this reflect the relationship the children have with their mothers, and it reflects the relationship they have with their fathers.
这从某种程度上体现了孩子们跟父亲与母亲的关系。
It reflects on how the moms had invested their lives and their time in the children, and it reflects what the fathers do to invest their time and their effort in their children.
这反映了母亲是怎么样花时间啊，放在跟孩子相处，能了解孩子的生活，也反映了父亲在孩子生活中的贡献是什么。
It isn't easy to be a father in today's world.
在当今世界做父亲不容易。
Because it is very hard for us to find true and good role models for fathers.
因为我们不容易找到真正的好的做父亲的榜样。
Have you realized this?
你意识到吗？
When you go watch the movies,
你当你看电影，
like what's out right now, like Mission Impossible.Oh, Top Gun.
壮志凌云的第二部。
I don't know, Top Gun is not a good example, no. Okay, Top Gun, sure. When you go watch the movies,
当你去看电影的时候，
the coolest dude,
最酷的那个人，
yeah. You know, the most fun-loving,
那个最充满情趣的，
yeah. You know, the smartest,
最聪明的，
the best-looking,
最好看的
the hero,
英雄
the guy you want to be,
你想要成为的那个人
is never a dad,
不是爸爸
it's always a single man,
总是一个单身
的 he's not married,
他还未成婚
but he has the best prettiest girls,
但是他有最漂亮的女孩
right? The moment that person turned into a dad,
当那个人变成爸爸以后
he's like the most worthless person,
他就变成最没价值的人
right? The mom is the smart one.
妈妈就是很聪明。
The mom is the pretty one.
她妈妈是漂亮的。
The mom tells dad what to do.
妈妈告诉爸爸要怎么做。
And the dad doesn't know what to do and listens to the wife. And the dad doesn't know what to do with the kids.
爸爸不知道该怎么做，只好听他的妻子的。
And dad is the joke in the house, right?
然后爸爸就是家里面大家开玩笑的对象。
Kids are always like, oh, that's dad, oh.Just, you know, I don't want to be like him.
小朋友们就说啊，爸爸就是这样子的，我不想像他那样。
There is also, we have to recognize that in our society today,
但是在我们社会上，我们也应该认识到
there is a trend to remove masculinity from men.
有这样一个潮流是要从男人身上要挪去他们的这个男子汉的气质。
Because men who are too masculine become abusive and become unrelatable to women and to their children, right?
因为好像我们觉得有男子气的人，男子汉大丈夫气概的人，好像他就会就是说对他的孩子和妻子不够的照顾。不够的理解，不够的体谅。
That is also true.
这也是真实的。
But is the answer to that for men not to be like men?
那答案是不是就要让男人不像男人呢？
For fathers not to be like fathers and just be like mothers.
那父亲不要像父亲，就像母亲比较好。
I am a father of 5 children.
我是五个孩子的父亲。
So maybe you say, well, Pastor James, you can't preach on Father's Day message because you're a dad to 5 kids.
所以你可能说，范长老，你很合适在父亲节正道，因为你是五个孩子的父亲。
If anybody knows how to be a dad, it'd be you.
如果有人知道该如何做父亲，那一定是你了。
But that's not true.
但是不是真的。
You know, I have 5 kids.
我有五个孩子。
That means I have 5 chances to fail.
我有五个失败的机会。
If I were to come to you, and I am, to share with you what it means to be a father after God's own heart,
如果我要来，而且我今天正要向你分享，神对父亲的心意是什么？
It's not because I am such an experienced dad.
不是因为我是一个很有经验的父亲。
That I have 5 kids and I raised beautifully.
我把我的五个孩子都培养得非常美好。
They're all smart.
都聪明。
They're all obedient.
都很乖
they're all beautiful,
很漂亮
and they're all good Christians.
他们都是好基督徒。
Now, I'm not saying that's not true for you guys. I'm just saying that's not the reason I can preach on it.
我不是说不是这样，我只是说那不是我今天能够证道的原因。
But before I get into this, I want to read something to you.
在我详细的讲之前，我要跟大家读一下。
I brought this with me today.
我带了这张卡片。
This is a card from my children a few years ago for Father's Day.
这是几年前我孩子给我的父亲节卡片。
I want to read some of their notes in there to you.
我想给大家念一下他们给我写的。
One of my child drew this card.
我的一个孩子画了这个卡片。
Yeah, it's a Bible verse that says, "I'm old man." Behold, children are heritage from the Lord.
那个是一个经文，就是说看哪，孩子是父亲的产业。
对 ，Yeah, the fruit of the womb is the Lord's reward.
腹中的胎是神给的赏赐。
对 ，Okay. 然后 ，and I will read this. I won't tell you who wrote what. You figure it out, okay?
我不告诉你谁写了哪一句，你去猜。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
You're such a great daddy.
你是那么棒的一个爸爸。
You always make us laugh.
你总是让我们开心的笑。
With your quotes.
你会引经据典。
And your non-funny jokes.
还有你的不好笑的笑话。
很冷的笑话。
冷笑话。
我不知道我会讲那种笑话。I didn't know my jokes weren't funny, honestly, but.
我没有意识到我讲的是不好笑的冷笑话。
I love you so much.
我好爱你。
Have a great Father's Day.
过一个快乐的父亲节。
Okay. Dear Daddy.
亲爱的爸爸。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
I love it when you play outside with us.
我很喜欢你到外面跟我们一起玩。
I love you, you're the best.
我爱你，你是最棒的。
Okay. Dear Daddy.
亲爱的爸爸。
You are the best daddy ever.
你是最棒的爸爸。
I love you very much.
我很爱你。
Dear Daddy.
亲爱的爸爸
You're the best dad in the world.
你是世上最好的爸爸
You will have a great Father's Day.
你的父亲节会很快乐的
All right. Dear Daddy.
亲爱的爸爸
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐
Whenever I think of you.
每当我想到你
I always see two sides.
我总是看到你的两面
A serious pastor dude.
一个很严肃的牧师
And a kind, loving, thoughtful, and loving dad.
然后是一个很和善的、很慈爱的爸爸、父亲。
I'm so glad that I get to see both sides.
我很开心我可以看到你的两面。
I love you so much.
我好爱你。
And I'm so happy that God gave me you.
我很感谢神把你赐给我。
So I guess I'm okay.
我想我还好吧。
Right, if my kids can write this to me,
我的孩子写了这样的纸条给我。
I'm okay.
我还可以吧。
I'm their world, that's why. So, but I can't come to you because my kids have great thoughts and love about me.
我到你。
Or not simply.
我今天跟大家分享，不仅仅是因为我的孩子对我的观感还很挺不错的。
I don't want to come to you because I have raised five wonderful, beautiful, and enviable children.
我今天来跟大家分享，不是因为我养了五个这么漂亮、这么聪明、这么好的孩子。
Because it is not this card, nor what I can present to you my children are, that makes me a father.
因为不是这张卡片或者我的孩子的表现使我成为一位父亲。
I don't know how to be a father.
我不知道怎么做爸爸。
After Cindy and I are married,
我和 Cindy 结婚以后
we talk about having kids.
我们谈到养孩子
just like many of you.
就像
生孩子。
生孩子。
You talk about having kids.
你就讲生孩子。
You think about decision to make to have kids.
你想到要生孩子的这个决定。
But how many of you have thought, well, before I think about having kids, I need to think about how can I be a dad?
但是你们当中有多少人在你们做生孩子决定之前想过如何为人父呢？
I already know how to be a good dad, so then I can have kids, so they can have a good dad.
我要已经知道如何为人父，然后我才可以生孩子，好让我的孩子有一位好爸爸。
I don't know how to be a dad.
我不知道怎么为人父。
Let alone being a good dad.
我不知道怎么做一个好父亲。
I don't have a role model in my life of a good dad.
我个人的生活里没有一个好父亲的榜样。
If we have to look to people to be examples to be good dad, then we're all doomed.
如果我们要在人身上寻找好父亲的榜样，那么我们就都没办法。
Some of us have wonderful dads.
我们有些人有很好的父亲。
Some of us have dads who love you, who cares about you, and who just protects you and provides for you.
我们有些父亲很爱我们，然后保护我们，为我们提供一切。
Some of you can say, "My dad's my best friend."
你们中有人可以说，我父亲是我最好的朋友。
But so many of us also do not have such a dad.
但我们也有很多人没有这样一位好父亲。
Many of us have dads who are very distant.
我们有些人的父亲挺冷漠的。
Some of us who have dads who doesn't even know who we are or how we are.
我们的父有些人的父亲都不晓得我们这个人事实上是什么样子的，我们过得如何。
Some of our dads are not in our lives.
我们有些父亲在我们生活中远离。
Let alone showing us.Who God is and what kind of love God can have for us as a father.
他不仅不能让我们看到神是谁，或者是神作为天父对我们的爱。
Well, if I don't know how to be a dad,
如果我不知道如何为人父
，and I don't have a great dad I can talk about,
也没有一个好爸爸我可以说。
Then how can we talk about how to be a father after God's own heart?
那我们怎么谈论如何做合神心意的父亲呢？
Because fatherhood is such a unique blessing in our lives.
因为为人父是我们生命中那么独特的一项祝福。
God knows that.
神知道。
That's why God calls us His children, and He wants us to call Him Father.
这就是为什么神称我们为他的儿女，他也要我们称他为天父。
Not an earthly father.
不是。世上的父
but a true father,
而是一位真父亲
a father who is strong,
强壮的父亲
a father who provides,
供应一切的父亲
a father who protects,
保护我们的父亲
a father who comforts,
安慰我们的父亲
a father who knows you,
了解我们的父亲
a father who loves you,
爱我们的父亲
and that is whyHe says, I will be your father.
这就是为什么神说我是你的父亲。
And so you must be my children.
你必是我的儿女。
So on this Father's Day,
所以在父亲节
Fathers, don't look to me. Don't look to others.
父亲们不要看牧师不要看其他的父亲。
For how to be a father.
不要向他们学如何做父亲。
Look to our God.
要仰望我们的神。
Look to our Father.
仰望我们的天父。
Look to His words.
查考他的话语。
Look for His Spirit to guide us.
寻求他的灵来引导我们。
Because when we know God as a Father,
因为当我们知道神是父亲
That is when you can be a real father to your children.
那也就是你可以做你儿女的真父亲。
Let us go to the Lord for prayer.
让我们来到神的面前祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的神
You are our Heavenly Father.
你是我们的天父。
You are the best daddy in the world.
你是世上最好的爸爸。
You love us.
你爱我们。
You know us.
了解我们。
You saved us.
拯救我们。
You provide for us.
供应我们。
You change our lives.
你改变我们的生命。
And you never give up on us.
你对我们永不放弃。
For that we praise you.
为此我们赞美你。
You are the great father.
你是那伟大的父亲。
You are the best father.
最好的父亲。
This morning, as we celebrate Father's Day,
今天早上，当我们庆祝父亲节的时候
I pray that you receive our worship.
我祈求你悦纳我们的敬拜。
I pray that we grow in our knowledge and our love for you as our Heavenly Father.
我的祷告是我们对你我们的天父我们的认识和我们的爱日渐增长。
And I pray that for our church, together we learn what it means to be a father after your own heart.
我的祈求也是让我们的教会能够一起的来学习如何做和你心意的父亲。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
一切祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.Brothers, it is important for us to know how to be a father.
弟兄们，如何为人父很重要。
In the scripture, in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20,
在经文里，在十诫里，在出埃及记二十章，
it says that those who hate me, or those who sin against me,God says, I will visit their iniquities, or I will visit their sins to the third and fourth generations.
说到恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
Dads,
父亲们，
your sins,
你的罪，
your ungodliness,
你不符合神心，
yourrebellion against God
你不敬虔, 你反叛神,
not only affect your life,
不但影响你的生命,
it will affect your children's life,
它会还影响到你的孩子,
for 3 to 4 generations,
直到三四代,
and this is not only just for your family tree,
这不单单是对你的家族,
it's for the generations of this world,
乃是这世, 世上的世代,
but look, God says, following that, he says, however, those who love me,
接下来神谈到那些爱我的。
And the English says that those who love me steadfastly.
英文版说到信实的爱我的。
Those who show steadfast love, he will show his love to them to the thousands of generations.
爱我的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
He says, I will show steadfast love to thousands of generations of those who love me and who keep my commandments.
他说我要向他们发信实的慈爱直到千代向那些爱我守我诫命的。
Many of us,
我们中许多人,
including myself,
包括我自己,
we have a lot of flaws.
我们有很多缺陷。
We have a lot of flaws being a human being.
做人就是有很多缺陷。
But we certainly have flaws being fathers.
那当然我们做父亲就更多缺陷了。
A lot of us, the flaws passes on to our children because of the flaws of our fathers and their fathers.
我们许多人是把我们的父亲祖辈的缺陷又传到我们的孩子身上。
Now sometimes psychology would tell us, well, so that's the excuse, right? That's the reason or the excuse.
那有的时候心理学就跟我们说，那这个就是借口了，这个、就是原因。
I'm unable to be emotionally available for my children.
我在情感上不能够跟孩子有交流。
Because my dad was never emotionally available to me.
因为我爸爸从来就没有向我展示他的情感。
I don't know how to talk to my kids.
我不知道怎么跟我的孩子讲话。
I don't know how to talk to little children.
不知道怎么跟小孩子讲话。
I wait till they grow up, and then I have a real conversation with them.
要等到他们长大了，我才可以跟他们有真正的交谈。
And by the time they grow up,
当他们长大了
，You know what you realize?
你意识到什么
？You can't have a conversation with them.
你不能跟他们谈话
，Because they don't have a relationship with you.
因为他们跟你没有建立个人
关系。You never spoke to them when they're a child.
当他们小的时候，你没跟他们讲
话。You know why you made this mistake?
你知道你为什么犯这个错误吗
？Your dad never talked to you.
因为你的爸爸没有跟你讲话。
And when you grow up, suddenly dad came over and want to talk to you man to man.
然后你长大了，爸爸就说我们现在男人对男人好好谈一谈。
How do you feel?
你怎么感受
？I don't talk to you.
我不跟你讲。
You don't know me.
你不了解我。
I don't know you.
我也不认识你。
You birthed me, but you don't know me.
你生了我，但你不认识我。
I don't want to have anything to do with you.
我不想跟你有任何关系。
That carries over.
那这个会传下去的。
And when you're a father like this to your children,
那如果你对你的孩子做这样一位父亲，
how do you think they will be as parents to your grandchildren?
那你想他们对你的孙子辈会做怎么样的父亲？
It's not too late.
但现在为时未晚。
So what if you know where you come from? So what, yeah. So what if you know what bad circumstances you came from?
I don't understand.
So what if your dad was bad to you?
那你的爸爸对你不好，那又怎么样？
So what? That's the reason why it caused you to be the way you are today.
那个是你今天为人的原因，又怎么样？
Do you not have a God and a Savior?
你没有一位主和救主吗？
Whose purpose is to change you?
他的目的是要改变你。
Whose purpose is to love you?
他的目的是要爱你。
Whose purpose is to restore you?
目的是要修复你。
So that where you are empty now, it will be filled.
所以在你空虚的地方会得到满足。
So that the emptiness and the sin of your father doesn't get passed down to your children.
所以你父亲的空虚和罪不再传到你的孩子。
So that they can look to you, the new you in Christ, and be able to know their God, the Father.
你的孩子就可以看到你全新的你，在神里面的你。认识到天父，
you are that important.
你就是那么的重要。
We need to teach our kids, dads. We need to teach our kids about who God is.
父亲们，我们需要教导孩子神是谁。
It is our responsibility to be able to instruct our children and teach them who God the Father is.
我们有责任要教导我们的孩子神是何等的神。
But effective teaching not only comes with words.
但是有效的教导不是单从言语来的。
It comes with your life.
它是从你的生命来的。
We must instruct our children with our words.
我们要用我们的话语教导孩子。
We must have conversation with our children.
我们要和孩子交谈。
But they will look at your life.
但他们会看你的生命。
And so we need to instruct them with our life.
所以我们也要用我们如何过生活来教导孩子。
We need to be the father that God wants us to be.
我们要成为神想要我们成为的父亲。
So when we teach them, they can receive and be blessed.
当我们教导孩子的时候，他们就可以领受，可以受祝福。
Do you want your children to be blessed?
你想要你的孩子蒙福吗？
Do you want your children to receive the blessing of God?
你想要孩子领受从神而来的祝福吗？
Do you want your children to be a blessing to you?
你想要孩子成为你的祝福吗？
Do you want that blessing to flow to the thousands of generations and affect this world?
你想要让这个祝福流到这世上的直到千代吗？
That's why I have such a heart and burden to be a father.
这就是为什么我对做父亲有这么大的负担和心。
And I love you too much to not share this with you.
我这样爱你，我不得不跟你分享这一点。
Today, I just want to share with you five very, very simple things for you and I to be reminded of.
今天我就想要提醒大家五个非常简单的要点。
How to be a father after God's own heart.
如何成为和神心意的父亲。
What are things we must keep in our minds, fathers?
父亲们，哪些事情我们要记在心里？
So that we find God's will.
才能够寻求神的心意。
And we receive God's blessing.
领受神的祝福。
And that we're able to be to our children what God wants us to be.
这样我们就能够在我们的孩子面前成为神想要我们成为的父亲。
The first one, brothers and sisters, or, sorry, we're not talking to sisters today, just fathers, brothers.
弟兄们，父亲们，第一点。
Teach your children to love God.
教导你的孩子爱慕神。
Luke chapter 10, verse 27.
路加福音十章二十七节。
Did Jesus not say that the most important thing that the Bible tells us?
耶稣不是讲到经上最重要的一件事。
People ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment?
有人来问基督最大的诫命是什么？
What does God want us to do in our lives?
神要我们在生命中如何行？
Can you summarize the whole Bible?
你可以把整本圣经总结一下吗？
Jesus says yes.
耶稣说可以的。
And that is to love your God with all of your hearts, with all of your souls, with all of your minds, and with all of your strength.
那就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
All of you must love God.
你们所有人务必要爱神。
Your thoughts.
哦，你的全人，你的心。
Yeah, yeah. Your thoughts.
你的意。
Your mind, your heart, your passion, your energy, your time.
你的心思意念，你的热情，你的时间。
Fathers.
父亲们。
Do you love God?
你们爱神吗？
Well, maybe you say, well, I do.
你可能说，我爱啊。
Now, if you ask your children,
那你问你的孩子，
What does your daddy love?
你父亲爱什么？
My daddy loves barbecue.
爸爸喜欢烧烤。
Oh, my daddy loves football.
喜欢橄榄球。
My daddy loves to do chores. He takes out the trash every day.
爸爸爱干家务活，每天把垃圾扔出去。
Dad loves to be on the computer.
爸爸喜欢上网。
He's always on the computer.
天天在电脑前面。
Not necessarily, you know, 上网。Maybe working, but yeah, maybe also 上网。I don't know.
Yeah, maybe working online.
Working online, yeah. Work, play, sleep, it's all online, right? Dad's always in front of the computer.
爸爸永远坐在电脑前面。
Yeah, I'm like that. I don't want to be like that.
我是那样，但我不想那样。
My kids said, Daddy, I love that you play with us outside, not inside,
对啊,
in front of the computer.
我的孩子的卡片上写的，爸爸，我喜欢你跟你在外面玩，不是坐在电脑前面。
My dad loves his job.
爸爸爱他的工作。
Right? Dad loves food.
爱吃。
At what point does your kid say, My dad loves God?
什么时候你父亲会说，哦，你孩子会说，爸爸爱神。
This is love God.
这是爱神。
With all your hearts, with all your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength.
尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意。
Otherwise, it's not love.
不然就不是爱。
But you love all these other things before God, then where's God?
如果你爱刚才提到那些在神以上，那神的地位在哪里？
Your time, your energy, your passion.
你的时间、精力、热情。
How do you teach your kids to love God if you don't love God?
你自己若不爱神，如何教导孩子爱神？
I know we want our kids to know God and love Him.
我知道我们都希望我们的孩子认识神，爱神。
Because we know there's nothing better in this world than to have Jesus as Savior and to know God who provides for us.
因为我们知道在这世上没有比耶稣作为我们的救主有一位天父更好的。
And then we worry about our kids.
我们为孩子担心。
They don't listen to us.
他不听话。
They lie.
讲说
谎话。They're lazy.
懒。
They rebel against us.
反叛。
They don't want to go to church.
不想去教会。
They don't want to read the Bible.
不想读圣经。
And then we say, you need to love God.
我们说你要爱神哦。
Well, the kid goes, well, I don't know how to love God.
那孩子说我不知道怎么爱神。
Well, how, why don't you know how to love God? Read the Bible, go to church.
你怎么不知道爱神呢？读经啊，去教会啊。
John 14:15, Jesus says,
约翰福音十四章十五节，基督说，
If you love me,
你们若爱我，
you will obey my commands.
就必遵守我的命令。
If you want to obey God's commands, you need to know God's commands.
你若想要遵守神的命令，你要知道他的命令。
Do you love to read God's word?
你爱读神的话语吗？
Do you take God's word seriously in your life, and your life is changed before the eyes of your children?
你把神的话语认真对待吗？你的生命有在你孩子的面前得到改变吗？
Do your children say, I see my dad change, and I know it's because he reads God's word, and God's word is what guides him?
你的孩子会说我的父亲有改变，这是因为他读神的话语，和神的话语引导他。
Do you come to church on Sunday morning to worship God because you love God and your children see that?
你每主日来到教会敬拜神，是因为你爱神，你的孩子也看到这一点吗？
Do you allow your children to see that the satisfaction in your life and in your soul is your Savior Jesus Christ?
你的孩子能否看见你生命中的满足，你的所爱来自基督耶稣？
Do you come on Sunday morning, bring your family along, coming into the house of God to worship, and do you have that joy and excitement?
每个主日你带着家人来到教会敬拜神，你是否充满了喜乐，充满了激动？
When the church has an activity to share the gospel, to prepare a time where the believers can come together and love their God, do you want to participate?
每当教会有活动要传福音，或者是信徒在一起团契的时候，你想不想热切的想要来参加呢？
Do you only come to church to worship or employ yourself to the service of the church when it is convenient to you?
你是否只在你方便的时候才到教会敬拜神、服侍神？
I will love God, but after I love my football and my food and my leisure.
我要爱神，但是当我在我爱我的烧烤、我的橄榄球、我的享受之前。
Do not expect your children to be able to love God.
如果那样的话，不要期望你的孩子会爱神。
You can tell them all you want.
你可以跟他们讲大道理。
They will not love.
但他们不会去爱。
Because you did not love.
因为你没有爱。
But on the other hand,
但另一方面，
If your love for your God, the Father, is so intimate,
如果你对你的天父的爱是那么的亲密，
It is God who draws you to Him.
神吸引你。
And therefore you bring your family along before the Lord.
所以你就带你全家人来到神的面前。
They will naturally begin to love God.
孩子们就会自然地开始爱神。
They will know what it means with their time, with their energy, with their heart. They know how to follow God who loves and protects and provides.
他们就会懂得如何用自己的精力、自己的热情、自己的时间来爱这一位保守他们、供应他们、爱他们的天父。
So fathers, love God and teach your children to love Him.
所以父亲们爱神，然后教导你的孩子也来爱神。
Number two.
第二点。
Teach your children to fear God.
教导你的孩子。敬畏神。
To fear God.
敬畏神。
Proverbs.
箴言。
Opens up. Chapter 1 verse 7 says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
箴言一开始一章七节讲到敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
And then in chapter 9 verse 10 it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
接着在箴言第九章十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is beginning of everything.
Excuse me. 敬畏耶和华是一切的开端。
你要不要一个喉糖？
No, that's okay.
可以吗？医生，喉糖和水。Okay.
That's okay.
我们要孩子有知识。
Do we want kids to have knowledge?
We want our kids to be smart.
我们想要孩子们聪明。
And we want our kids to have knowledge.
我们想要他们有知识。
That's why Kumon has business.
这就是为什么那么一个教培班很有生意。
Right? I mean, after school, like more training, more school, yeah.
课后班更多的课上课。
Yeah, I want you to be in algebra when you're 6 years old.
你六岁就要懂得代数。
You think you have a summer vacation? No, you're going to school.
暑假吗？不是，暑期班。
Saturday and Sunday? Oh, your other friends can have a weekend. You're not.
周六周日，你别的朋友可以有周末，你没有。
Because I want you to have knowledge. I want you to have to know more than other people.
因为我想要有你有知识，比其他人懂得多。
We want our kids to have knowledge.
我们想要孩子们有知识。
We want our kids not only to have knowledge but to have wisdom.
不但要知识，还要有智慧。
We want to teach our kids know your friends.
我们要让孩子们懂得分辨朋友。
Pick and choose who are your friends.
挑选谁做朋友。
Right? Just because someone is nice to you doesn't mean that they really have your best interests at heart.
有些人表面对你好，不一定他们内心对你好。
Some people are mean to you.
有些人对你不好。
And you're mad.
你生气。
You want to retaliate.
你想要报复。
We want them to have wisdom so they can rule their heart and know what it means to be a wholesome and respectable person.
我们希望他们能有智慧，能够控制自己的情感，然后成为受人尊敬的、正直的、完全的人。
We want our children to pursue academics and become straight A students.
我们想要孩子们学术、学业优异。
Right? Or we want our children, adult children, to be successful in their lives.
希望我们成年的孩子生活事业成功。
But also we want them to have wisdom.
但我们也希望他们有智慧。
So that in their pursuit of their schooling and in their pursuit of their success, they don't forget me. They don't forget us.
这样当他们追求学业或事业的成功的时候，也不会忘了我们。
We want them to have the wisdom to make the distinction.
我们希望他们有智慧来分辨。
Making money is good.
赚钱好。
But not at the expense of losing your family.
但不能牺牲了自己的家庭。
But what we sometimes forget.
但我们有时忘记。
Is that you want them to have true knowledge?
我们希望他们有真知识。
You want them to have true wisdom?
真智慧。
We need to teach them the fear of the Lord.
那我们就要教导他们敬畏神。
What is the fear of the Lord?
什么是对神的敬畏呢?
There is a positive aspect to it, sure.
有正面的一面，对的。
This fear talks about a reverential fear.
这种害怕是一种敬畏。
It is an uttermost respect we have for someone who we hold in the highest esteem.
是我们对一个我们最最崇敬的人所有的那样最高的终极的敬畏。
Because he is perfect.
因为他是完美的。
Because he is all wise.
是全智。
Because he has all the authorities.
是有一切权柄。
Because he is holy.
圣洁。
Because he saved me.
他救了我。
Because he is beyond what could ever ask or think of.Because he is, yeah. 他是比我能够所想所想的超乎我所想所求之外以上的这样的一位神。And so I have a fear, I have a reverential fear when I come before him.
所以我来到他面前就会有敬畏。
And that is why I want to listen to him.
这就是为什么我要听他。
When other people speak, I can cut in, but when God speaks, I better be silent.
别人讲话的时候我可以插嘴，但神讲话的时候最好静听。
When I come before God in prayer or in my devotional time,
当我用着祷告或者灵修来到神的面前的时候，
I want to remove all distractions.
我想要挪开一切的扰乱我的。
I use my phone and my iPad.To read the Bible often.
我常常用我的手机或者我的 iPad 来读圣经。
But I like to read God's word in a book the most.
但我最喜爱就用一本书从来读圣经。
Because when I'm using my phone or iPad,
因为当我用手机或者 iPad 的时候，
when I'm reading God's word,
当我读神的话语，
when I want to hear God's voice,
当我想听到神的声音，
sometimes it goes bing bing.
有的时候就会滴滴一响。
WeChat,
微信
，iMessage,
手机短信
，email,
电子邮件
，somebody trying to get hold of me,
有人想要联系
，phone call,
电话
，I don't pick up,
我不接
，another phone call,
又一个电话
，I don't pick up,
不接
，another one,
一个接一个
，and then my wife gets a phone call,
然后我太太也收到电话
，I'm trying to ignore you.I'm reading God's word.
我在读神的话语。
I'm in the fear of the Lord.
我在敬畏神。
There's a reverential fear we have with God because He is holy and He's great.
神是圣洁的，神是伟大的，所以我们敬畏他。
He deserves us removing all of our distractions and to be solely focused on Him.
他配得我们能够心无旁骛地专注在他身上。
But there is another aspect of fear of God. It is because he is a holy and just God.
但是也有一个方面，我们要敬畏神，因为他是圣洁公义的神。
He is the perfect standard to good and evil.
他是善恶完美的标准。
He is the perfect judge to right and wrong.
他是是非完美的
审判者。
He
is the marker between sin and righteousness.
他是在罪和义中间的那个分辨的人。
I fear God because he judges.
我敬畏神，因为他审判。
And this is a fearful fear.
这个是真的是害怕的。
This is a trembling fear.
这是让我们战惊的害怕。
Because he will visit my iniquities to my children to third and fourth generations.
因为他要追讨我们的罪，由父及子，直到三四代。
Because if my life is full of sin, God will bring his judgment and punishment not only in the future, but right now.
因为如果生命中充满了罪，那么神的审判不但是将来，今天就要临到我。
Not only possibly my health and my life will be affected,
不单单我的健康，我的生命会受到影响。
My marriage may be affected.
我的婚姻受到影响。
My children may be affected.
孩子也可能被影响。
My church may be affected.
我的教会也可能被影响。
I have to repent of that myself, even as I'm preaching right now.
我现在在正道，但是我也是要悔改。
Teach your children to fear God.
教导你的孩子敬畏神。
There is a God.
有一位神。
And God is in their lives.
神在他们
生命中。They can't do whatever it is that they want.
他们不可以随心所欲。
I know you tell them that.
我知道你们这样跟他讲。
I'm your dad. You better not do whatever you think you want.
我是你爸爸，你不可以爱干嘛就干嘛。
You think they listen to you?
你知道你觉得他们听你的话吗？
You want them to listen to you?
你希望他们听话，但他们不听话。
But you got to tell them. There's a God.
你要告诉他们有一位神。
When you lie, when you're young, I could catch it.
你小的时候说谎，我可以抓住。
When I have the time, I'll spend an hour and help you discover you lied.
如果我有空，我要花一个小时来看你有没有说谎。
But sometimes I can't catch your lies.
但有的时候我抓不到你说
谎。Sometimes I just don't have the time. I don't have the time to sit down and prove that you lied to me.
有时候我就是没空来坐下来来抓住来说你说谎了。
But God knows.
但神知道。
Now, we want to teach our kids to fear God.
我们要教导孩子敬畏神。
And we ought to. Right?
我们也应该这样做。
Don't be responsible to me, be responsible to God.
这不是你对我的责任，是对神的责任。
Now, dads.
父亲们。
Where's your fear of God?
你对神的敬畏在哪里？
Where's your fear of God?
你对神的敬畏在哪里？
Both reverentially and fearfully.
一边要敬，一边要畏。
Because if your children see that you fear God,
因为若你的孩子看到你敬畏神，
they will not not fear God.
他们就不会不敬拜神。
So dads, teach your children to love God and teach your children to fear God.
所以父亲们教导你们的孩子爱慕神敬畏神。
The third one, very important.
第三点很重要。
Very important, but it's so unpopular.
但是也不是很不受欢迎。
Discipline your children.
管教你的孩子。
You know, in the Bible, in some of the parts that talks about discipline,
圣经里有些地方讲到管教。
That word is taking the rod to their backside. 圣经上面讲到管教的时候，有些经文这个管教是什么？拿根杖往他后面打，那不是背。OK， 第一点，有肉的地方要用杖责打孩子。The most severe instance of this discipline.
这种管教最严重的情形是
It's not even the rod.
不仅仅是那个鞭打。
It's scourge.
鞭刺。
Yeah, 不是用一根棒，拿一个木勺，拿一根圆圆的棒，擀面杖去打。是拿根鞭子，这个鞭不是竹鞭，是那个带钩的鞭子。It's a scourge. It is a whip with hooks on it that when you're done, the kid is bloody.
那个打完以后，孩子是血淋淋的。
Clara was not, is not happy hearing
that. 牧师的女儿看上去很害怕。
I don't do that in my home.
我在家里没有这么做。
The pastor is not very biblical there. Okay, just kidding. 牧师好像在那部分没照着神的话讲，是不是？不是，我们要了解神的话的心意。We have to understand what the Bible is saying.
我们要了解圣经说的是什么。
The discipline of the children.
管教孩子。
It is through words.
是用透过话语。
But it is through physical punishment.
也是透过体罚。
But doing so, brothers, for the purpose of allowing them to learn a lesson that they cannot forget.
但是这样做的目的，弟兄们，是要让他们学会一个难以忘记的功课。
Because if we don't discipline our children when they're young,They will experience circumstances when they grow up, and they will not know how to deal with it.
因为如果他小的时候你不管教他，长大了，在一些情形中他不晓得如何去处理。
They will not know how to respect authority.
他们不知道如何尊敬权威。
They will not know how to follow the law in the society.
不晓得如何遵守社会法律。
They will not know how to respect and learn from their teachers.
不晓得如何尊敬向老师学习。
They will not know how to respect and learn from their bosses at their workplaces.
在工作中也不晓得尊敬上司。
And eventually they will not know how to train and teach and discipline their own children. Who will be your grandchildren?
最终他也不晓得如何教养管教你的孙子。
Every time, especially in recent months,
每次，特别是最近几个月。
When there's a young person who takes a gun and goes and shoot up people.
当有年轻人拿起枪去枪击的时候。
I always have a strong suspicion. What kind of family do they come from?
我总是在想他的家境如何。
And in this recent case in Texas,
最近在德州的这个枪击案。
This is an 18-year-old, you can say man, but he's really only a child.
这是一个18岁的年轻人或者说孩子。
Came from a family where parents are not together.
他是来自一个破碎的家庭。
And it's not just that the parents are not together.
不但是父母离异。
The parents have more important things to tend to than this young man.
他的父母在这个小孩子在这个孩子以外有其他更重要的事情。
This child did not have a relationship with either his mom or dad.
这个孩子与他的父母都没有关系。
If, as a father, we do not know how to discipline our children when they're young and correct their ways.
如果孩子小的时候作为父亲不晓得如何管教纠正孩子。
The path of their life may lead to destruction.
他们生命的道路可能就会走向毁灭。
Hebrews 12, 5 and 6.
希伯来书12章5、6节。
God says, Have you not forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons?
神说你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。
God says to his people as his sons, Do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when you're reproved by him, for the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastises the sons who he receives.
神劝你们如同劝儿子的话。我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Fathers,
父亲们
，We need to discipline our children.
我们需要管教孩子
，But not the way you have been disciplining your children.
不是你管教孩子。
We need to learn to discipline our children the way God disciplines us.
我们要用神管教我们的方式管教孩子。
God disciplines us out of love.
神出于爱管教我们。
And never out of uncontrolled rage.
从来不会在盛怒之下责打我们。
God never withholds his disciplines to us.
神对不会不管教我们。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
He wants us to be better.
他想要我们更好。
He wants us to avoid sin.
他要我们避免罪。
He wants us to grow in righteousness.
想要我们越来越公义。
He wants to train the bad out of us and encourage the growth of the good.
他想要除去我们生命中的恶，要培养我们生命
中的善。And so he disciplines, but it's always, always out of his love.
所以他管教，但永远是出于爱。
Never out of an uncontrolled anger.
从来不会是出于他不可控制的盛怒。
Dads,
父亲们，
don't be afraid to discipline your children.
不要害怕管教孩子。
I know it's not an easy thing.
我知道这不容易。
I don't like disciplining my kids.
我不喜欢管教我的孩子。
Because it hurts me.
因为它让我受伤。
But when you discipline, and sometimes we fear that when we discipline our kids,
有的时候我们担心我们管教孩子。
They would walk away from us.
他们就会远离我们。
You ever hear your kid tell you, I hate you?
你孩子有没有对你说过我恨你？
I hope not. I
希望没有。
I really hope not.
我真的希望不会。
I haven't.
我还没有这样。
I don't know if they thought of it.
我不知道他们有没有这样想
过。But they haven't said it to me.
但他们没有对我这样讲。
And there could be a fear that one day they may say that to me.
我有点担心恐惧他们有一天要这样对我讲。
I hear other kids say that to their parents.
我有听到别的孩子对他们的父亲这样讲。
But dads, we cannot withhold our discipline to our children.
但是父亲们，我们不能不管教孩子。
But the way to discipline your children is you need to know how God disciplines you.
但是管教孩子的方式，你要知道神如何管教你。
You discipline your children because you want them to learn from you.
你管教孩子，希望他们向你学。
When God disciplines you, how do you respond?
那神管教你，你如何反应呢？
Do your children see that God disciplines you?
神，孩子们有没有看到神如何管教？
Do you allow your children to see and say, hey, you know what? Daddy is not right here and daddy is not good here. And you know how God disciplines me? This is what happens.
你容许你的孩子看到，你看父亲做错了。神管教他，你容许孩子看到这一点吗？
And this is how I respond.
然后你是怎么回应神的管教？
Have you ever apologized to your children?
你有没有对你的孩子道过歉？
When you really made a mistake.
当你真的做错了。
Have you asked them for your forgiveness?
你有没有求你的孩子原谅你？
Well, how do you respond to God's discipline?
你对神的管教如何回应？
Do you resist?
你反抗吗？
Do you walk away from God?
你远离神吗？
Do you tell God, I hate you, get out of my life?
你对神说，我恨你，从我的生活中消失。
How you respond to God's discipline is how your children will respond to you.
你如何回应神的管教，你的孩子就会。
But learn the discipline from God that is out of love alone. And brothers, you will know how to train your children up for righteousness.
如果你知道神是出于爱的管教，你就可以教导你的孩子。
2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 14 and 15.
撒母耳记下7章14到15节。
God said to King David.
神对大卫王说。
Regarding his son Solomon.
是关于他的儿子所罗门。
I will be to him a father. 在那边，在那个上面。
我要做他的父。
And he will be to me like a son.
他要做我的子。
When he commits iniquities or when he sins against me,
他若犯了罪，
I will discipline him.
我会责罚他。
And sometimes it's with the rods of men.
有的时候是用人的杖。
Sometimes it's circumstances.
有的时候是环境。
Sometimes it's the people around you are so difficult.
你身边的那些难对付的人。
Sometimes the things you want to do doesn't get done.
你想成就的事做不成。
God's making your life so difficult that It forces you to say, did I sin against God?
有的时候神让你的生命如此艰难，你说我是不是犯了罪？
Sometimes with the stripes of the sons of men.
有的时候是用人的鞭责罚他。
Not maybe physically, but mentally and emotionally, because they've sinned against God, they're going through such a hellish time.
那也许不是真正的杖或者鞭，但是他们的情感上，他们心理上受到了责罚，他们可能犯了罪。神可以允许那个发生。
But he says, my steadfast or never-ending love will never depart from him.
但他说，我的慈爱永远不离开他。
Now he took it away from Saul.
他从扫罗那里离开。
Because Saul never loved God and followed God and feared God the way David did.
因为扫罗从来没有像大卫那样爱神、跟随神。敬畏神。
So dads,
所以父亲们
teach and show your children what it means to love God.
教导，而且要不但言传，而且身教如何爱神。
Teach and show your children what it means to fear God.
言传身教如何敬畏神。
And don't be afraid to discipline your children. Discipline them in your love for them.
不要害怕管教孩子，要出于你的爱管教他们。
Number four，
第四点
，How to be a good dad？
怎么做好父亲
？How to be a dad after God's own heart？
如何成为合神心意的父亲
？I'm trying to hold that surprise.
Oh, I didn't see.
It's okay. Yes.、Yeah.How to be a good dad? How to be a father after God's own heart?
如何做好父亲，合神心意的父亲？
Love your wife.
爱你的妻子。
Love your wife.
爱你的妻子。
All sisters and mom go, yeah!
在座的姐妹和母亲都很开心。
You know, I didn't get this from any book.
我并没有在很多书上学到。
Honestly, I learned a lot of things from books.
我从书上学到很多东西。
But not all my preaching are from things I read.
不是从我的讲道，是从我读的。
我的讲道不是都是从我看来的东西啊，跟你们分享。This is something I learned. God taught me.
这是我学习的，神教导我，教我的。
Oh, really?
真的吗
？Be a dad is to be a good dad is first to be a good husband.
做好父亲首先要做好丈夫吗
？How many of you ever thought of that?
你们当中有人想过吗
？Like I said, when you decide to have a child, did you ever think first, I should be a good father?
刚才说了，当你决定要生孩子的时候，有没有想过要当好父亲
？Honestly, if you don't have confidence for being a good father, probably you shouldn't have kids.
坦率的讲，如果你不知道如何做好父亲，你就不应该生孩子。
Now, you want to have kids, you got to have a wife, right?
要生孩子就要有个妻子。
We're not talking about not having a wife and have all, you know, a lot of kids out there. Okay.
我们不是要未婚生子。
Did you ever think that in order for you to have children, you need to have a wife?
你们想过要有孩子就要先有太太
？So if you want to be a good father, you need to first be a good husband.
那么当然你要做好父亲，就要先做好丈夫。
You know Genesis chapter 1, we're going to go all the way to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, 27, 28.
我们回到创世纪一章二十七、二十八节。
God created men and women.
神创造了男女。
And the first thing He asked them to do.
他对他们做的第一个要求就是
is to be fruitful and multiply.
就是要生养众多。
The first responsibility God gave men and women is to be together as a union and then have children.
神对男女的第一个命令是要生养众多，要彼此连
结。But it's not, yeah, it's not like rabbits having a lot of bunnies.
不是像兔子生一窝。
The goal is not have a lot of kids.
目的是要生很多孩子。
The goal is to be good fathers and mothers to your children.
目的是要为孩子作为好母亲和好父亲。
So chapter 2 verse 24, when it goes further and describes the relationship, it says that a man should leave his father and his mother, but cling on, right, be united with his wife.
所以接下来创世纪二章讲到人要离开父母与妻子联合。
Because before you're a father, you need to know the relationship of love and commitment and leadership and dependence
before your father?
Even before you're, yeah.
Oh, 当你在成为父亲之前 before you become a father, yeah. 你就要先学习怎么样负责任，怎么样敬畏神，怎么样爱神，怎么样尊重别人。
And how do, yeah, that is shifted from your relationship with your parents, but now to your wife.
那个离开你跟父母的关系，现在是与妻子的关系。
Yeah, that relationship of love.
这个爱的关系。
Commitment.
委身
dependent
信赖
is shifted from your parents but now to your wife.
这是从你父母的身上挪开，现在是跟你妻子的关系。
When your marriage is honoring to God,
如果你的婚姻荣耀神，
When the husband and the wives are now one and joined together,
当丈夫和妻子联合成为一体，
Then when they bring, when they give birth to their children and raise them up,
当他们生养孩子的时候,
what the children experience is,
孩子的经历就是,
is the family of love,
就是爱的家庭,
commitment,
委身的家庭,
dependent,
互相信赖的家庭,
and a union,
是一个合为一体的家庭。
My children love seeing Cindy and I be intimate.
我的孩子很爱看到他的父母亲密。
You know, when we go out,
当我们出门，
oh, seven of us, we're a big crowd.
我们一家七口，很多人。
Now, when we have one kid, when we only first had Elise,
当我们生的我们长女的时候，
having one child is so different than having five.
有一个孩子跟有五个实在是很不一样。
Sometimes Elise is between us.
有的时候我的女儿 Elise, 对，她在我们当中手牵手。
But you know, she enjoys that.
她喜欢这样。
But you know what she likes to see?
但她也很喜欢看到。
She likes to put my hand and Cindy's hand together.
她喜欢把爸爸妈妈的手放在一起。
That's like the happiest moment of her life.
对她来讲，那是最开心的时刻。
When dad and mom's hand are held and they walk together. And
they're 爸爸妈妈
such a love, cute couple.
手牵手一起走，看上去是很美好的一对。
Sometimes at home, you know, Cindy's cooking, I would go give her a hug.
有的时候在家里，Cindy 在做饭，我就去拥抱她。
You know, she doesn't always like it.
她不是常常喜欢这样。
She likes me to hug her. She just doesn't want me to hug her while she's busy cooking.
她喜欢我拥抱她，但不是在她忙着做饭的时候。
I knew that, but I like to go mess her up, so I go and give her a hug.
我知道，但是我还是要去给她捣乱。
You know, the kid sees that.
孩子看到了。
I can see their reaction.
我可以看到他们的反应。
They like that.
他们喜欢。
Dads.
父亲们。
You want to be a good dad to your children?
想要在你的孩子面前做好父亲吗？
Let them know that you love their mom.
让他们知道你爱他们的母亲。
Show them that you love their mom.
表现给他们看你爱他们的母亲。
They love their mom. I promise you, they love their mom.
我可以向你保证，确定的说，他们爱
母亲。 Sometimes they probably love their mom more than they love you, Dad. Okay, that's just the truth, the honest truth right there.
坦率地讲，很多孩子爱妈妈胜过爱爸爸。
You want your kids to love you?
你想要孩子爱你吗？
Love their mom.
爱他们的妈妈。
And then they will love you.
这样他们就爱你。
Proverbs 5, verses 15 to 18.
箴言5章15到18节。
Besides practically, God instructs you, dads, to love your wife.
不但实际上神教导你要爱妻子。
Yeah, 不, yeah, 对, 不但实际上面是一个好的事情，神就是要他的命令就是要我们爱我们的妻子 right? Proverbs 5:15-18 Drink water from your own cistern flowing water from your own well. What is this talking about you and your wife? Okay?
说到你要喝自己池中的水饮自己井里的活水，这是讲你们的夫妻关系。
Don't look at other women. Don't love other women.
不要去看或爱其他女子。
Yeah, Love and look at your own wife.
爱和眼中只有你的妻子。
Should your spring be scattered abroad, streams of water in the streets?
你的泉源岂可长溢在外？你的河水
岂可流在街上？ Don't look at
other women.
Just like you don't want your wife to be looked at by other men.
你不要看其他女人，其他女人就像你不想别人男人看你的妻子。
Let them be for yourself alone and not for strangers with you.
唯独归你一人，不可与外人同用。
Let your fountain be blessed.
要使你的泉源蒙福。
Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth.
要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
Proverbs 19:14 says, "A good wife is a gift of God."
箴言十九章十四节说到，一个贤妻是神给的礼物。
A good wife is a gift of God.
贤妻是神赐的礼物。
Is your wife God's gift for you?
你的妻子是神赐给你的礼物吗
？Not just a gift; it's the best gift.
不单是一个礼物，而是最好的礼物。
Show your children.
展现给你的孩子看。
That their mother is God's greatest gift to you.
他们的母亲是神赐给你最好的礼物。
Finally.
最后。
Finally.
最后。
Dad.
父亲们。
Be a good father.
做一位好父亲。
By loving and honoring your own parents.
就要敬重并爱你自己的父母。
Love and honor your parents and your wife's parents.
爱和敬重你的父母和你的岳父母。
Exodus 20:12.
出埃及记二十章十
二节。Again, this is in the Ten Commandments, right?
你看到这是十诫中的一诫。
Honor your father and your mother.
当孝敬父母。
And this is a commandment with a promise.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So that your days may be long.
使你的日子长久。
In the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
神所赐你的在神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Love and honor your parents and your wise parents.
爱和敬重你的父母和岳父母。
It is God's command.
这是神的诫命。
But more than just God's command.
这不仅是神的诫命。
Because God's command, brothers, is not always for us just to blindly obey and fearfully follow.
因为弟兄们，神的诫命不是让我们盲从然后恐惧。
God's command is full of wisdom.
神的诫命充满智慧。
And it's practical.
是很实际的。
If you as their dad, listen to this. If you as their dad,
如果作为他们的父亲。
You do not love and honor your parents.
你不爱和敬重你自己的父亲。
Expect that your children will not love and honor you.
你就可以预料到你的孩子也不敬重你。
How you treat your parents, they see it. And that's exactly how they will treat you.
他们看到你如何对待自己的父母，他们也会照做，照样对待你。
That's so severe. Oh, scary.
非常严肃吓人。
But dads, as you love your parents,
但是父亲们，当你爱你的父母，
as you honor your in-laws,
当你敬重你的岳父母，
as you humble yourself and give sacrificially, showing that love and care that God's given you to your parents,
当你谦卑自己，能够孝顺父母，是从神用从神而来的爱来孝敬他们。
And give your time to them,
花时间跟他们在一起。
When you care about how they're doing,
关心他们的生活
your children, they will love you.
你的孩子们会爱你
they will honor you.
敬重你
they will care about you.
关心你
because they see it in you.
因为他们看到你是这样做的
they know what it means.
他知道这意味着什么
and instead of the curse that goes 3 to 4 generations, it turns into a blessing to thousands of generations.
所以不是那到三四代的诅咒，而是那直到千代的祝福。
Brothers, I love you too much not to share this with you.
弟兄们，我对你的爱让我不得不跟你们分享这些。
And I know God loves me too much not to teach these to me.
我也知道神对我的爱使他不得不教导我这些。
Will you come to know God as your father?
你愿不愿意来认识神为你的天父
？So that you can be a good father to your children.
这样你就能成为你的孩子的好父亲。
Will you love God as a father?
你要爱神你的父。
So you can enjoy the love from your children.
这样你也可以享受你的孩子对你的爱。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
It's such a privilege to call you father.
And
as Christians, we're still discovering and learning about what it means for you to be our Father.
作为基督徒，我们不断地在学习，你作为我们的天父意味着什么。
For those of us who have good and godly fathers, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们赞美感谢你，我们当中有些人有很好的敬虔的父亲。
That you've placed in our lives such a wonderful example for us to follow.
你在我们的生命中摆上了这么好的可以学习的榜样。
It is your grace and your blessing.
这是你的恩典和祝福。
But for those of us who lack a good father,
但我们当中那些没有这样一个好父亲的
for some of us who do not know how to be a father because we never had one,
我们当中有些人不知道如何做好父亲，因为我们自己就没有这样一位父亲。
Thank you that you called us your son.
感谢你，你称我们为你的儿子。
You say, you said, you are my son and I will be your father.
你说你是我的儿子，我要做你的父。
We want you as father.
我们要你做我们的父。
You're perfect.
你是完美的。
You're good.
你是良善的。
You provide.
你供应。
You protect.
你保护。
And you comfort.
你安慰。
And you know me.
你认识我。
Today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
Thank you for the privilege of being father.
谢谢你赐给我做父亲的荣幸。
But on this Father's Day, we want to praise you and honor you as the greatest father of all.
但是在这个父亲节，我们更要赞美你，要敬重你，因为你是最伟大、最完美的父亲。
We give you all glory and praise.
我们一切的赞美、荣耀都归于你。
Amen.
Amen.